Spreading the gospel. Peace be with you all, brothers and sisters, online and present. Thanks to God for leading us safely through the 2023-2024 school year. Today marks the beginning of a new church year. And the theme of this year is to obey the Lord's command and manifest his love. This quarter's theme is reviving the Lord's word. With urgency. Brothers and sisters, does the Lord's word need to be revived and lived out? Yes, it does. But who is responsible for reviving? Of course, it is us who are saved, called by, and entrusted by God to make disciples of all nations and fulfill the Great Commission. How urgent is this task of the Great Commission? With what attitude? What is the urgency of the gospel? At the start of the new year, we should encourage ourselves to overcome every obstacle, and then to fight the good fight that God entrusted. God, we thank you and praise and honor you. We know that at the end time, we will see the devil having more control over people's lives, and there will be turmoil in the world. And Christians and everyone else would experience many difficulties. But we have this hope because we can hope that you will return very soon. And during this time, we know that we must persist in following your ways. And we thank you that we can fight for your glorious name. And through your blood and victorious sacrifice, we come to you. Amen. Paul made it clear in 1 Thessalonians that the reason we preach the gospel is because God has chosen us. Therefore, we do not need to be afraid, but we must speak and preach the gospel with strength and courage. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 2:4, we speak as those approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please people, but to please God who tests our hearts. I may wonder, what if I don't know how to preach the gospel? What if I make mistakes? Does anyone ever have this kind of thinking? As long as we follow God's ways and do His word, we do not need to fear. How should those who are saved by God respond to Him? God tests knows the motives of our hearts because motives determine action. Let me say this again. Motives determine actions. What your motive is will determine your actions. You might think, why is it really that complicated to do God's work? Isn't it enough that I'm willing to sacrifice my time and myself? Why do we need to undergo God's testing? It is necessary because it determines God's authority over our lives. If we have other motives, we will not please God, and our efforts will be in vain. Only those that God have approved motives will He honor. Passing these tests leads to God's pleasures. Being tested by God brings great glory to us and to Him. It gives us humility at the same time. We must strive and fulfill this great commission without delay because it concerns all matters of life, eternal life, and death. For this reason, even in the face of suffering or persecution, we must keep fighting for the gospel. We must consider this significant in the importance of saving souls, because this is eternal. What God has entrusted to us, we must pass it on to the people around us. We must not use our own reasoning to preach the gospel. We must preach in truth and according to the word. We preach the gospel according to our own purpose. We often go on the wrong path. You know that we are belie ambassadors of the gospel and hold fast to the message of God. Our service will be full of power and confidence. Full of grace and faith. However, when we focus on pleasing people, this distorts the message and prioritizes results of God's truth, which is dangerous. And it will be easily swayed by circumstances or other So when we God's word and listen to preaching, we must have discernment. We will not be led astray by those who only care about the reactions of people preaching what they wanted to hear. Do not focus on the fruit only and to people's reactions to what you say. We not, must not be motivated by our circumstances while we preach the gospel. There are some examples of preachers who have thousands of attendees. And it might be the reason that they preach the prosperity gospel. And so we should not be like them and follow their examples. It is sad that they don't preach the truth, but rather a lie. We should not preach the gospel, to try to minimize misunderstandings. There's never good results for this sort of method. Also, we must see if our lives lines up with what we preach. We should not be drinking and smoking at the same time we try to preach the gospel and tell people not to do the same thing. Preaching the gospel, is it hard? Yes, it is really hard. Is preaching the gospel like a battle? Yes. If you were to go to Africa, do you actually experience what they experience? Most of the time, you're stuck in a hotel and living a different life than the native peoples. In the same way, the preaching the gospel is like a battle. There will be casualties. Minimize casualties, we won't be well equipped and trained. From the moment we were born, we were chosen as God's soldiers. And our lives have become like battle. Our Christians do. Constantly in battle. Did Jesus come only that we can have peace? He came, but the battle continues in a different way. We battle with the world and the enemy. When you become a believer, it's inevitable that you will be in battle. But it's important to also have victory. And we must do this by reliance on the Holy Spirit's power. And we must make it our goal to be victors through the Holy Spirit. Relying on the Holy Spirit is a lesson we must learn. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world. The Father is not in him. If we love the world, we take the bait of the devil. If a person's enemy is God, or is not the if the person's enemy is not the devil, then they are automatically enemies with God. In preaching the gospel, we must understand people's needs. This is a part of the responsibility we are given as gospel preachers. Don't be too confident and think that you will never fall, that you have been completely saved. We must be vigilant because the devil is very cunning and he knows much more than us. Two ways that the devil tempts people are those who are weak and subject to temptation. And the other type is through persecutions. Someone who is taken captive by the devil, they have these signs. They do not repent, they are hard-hearted. They go their own ways. There is a crown of life given to those who are faithful in God's will. But it does not come completely freely. Not everyone will receive the crown life. There are some who are marginally saved. In other words, these people are not victorious. Some people view salvation as a ticket to heaven, and something that is supposed to help make them feel good, like a placebo. You must test your faith according to the truth of God's word. Is this something that aligns up with God's desire for your life? Don't be like those who don't make personal sacrifices. That is why the motives need to be tested, because what we do isn't based on gold or silver, or is it wood and stubble? Is our focus on worldly pleasures and fun? These people, they're considered marginally saved. These people can be safe, but they will experience a huge loss. First Corinthians, first chapter 3. You must not think that when we are saved, we are good to go. You will have to constantly battle and go up. Second point is dear brothers and sisters, what mindset should we have when preaching the gospel? In 1 Corinthians 9, 16 to 19. For when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. If I preach voluntarily, I have my reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me. Paul indicates that preaching the gospel is not something he does voluntarily, but out of necessity under God's command. Paul preached the gospel voluntarily. No, it's something that he feels burdened to do. He knows that if he got lazy and does not spread the gospel, this goes against God's command for his life. And he will have trouble and receive God's punishment. He knows that he will receive the reward if he follows God's ways and God's is in according to the gospel truth. So spreading the gospel will be something that we do cheerfully. It doesn't matter whether the environment or circumstances are good or not. We must do it no matter what happens in the circumstances around us. This is God's great commission given to us. When someone accepts Christ as their savior, it is inevitable that God gives them the honor and privilege to preach the gospel, and this has become a part of their calling. It's sad that many Christians today believe that receiving the gospel is something so simple and They take it really lightly and unfair. A lot of people, because of this, they even become proud. They believe they are especially chosen by God. Paul was super grieved. He says, I even need to start over by preaching the gospel to these folks. So Paul says, I must re-preach the gospel to these people. Paul reminded the Corinthian believers to stand for the gospel. As their weakness resulted from failing to reflect it often, this is for believers today. Preaching and knowing the gospel must start from our own lives. We must rely on the Holy Spirit to renew it in our lives and manifest it to us. We must do it willingly, of a heart of love. For example, a person may really hate someone. They may do it reluctantly. This may hurt the person that you're trying to help, as well as yourself. We preach the gospel out of a willing heart. The Lord will reward us. When we preach the gospel, we must emphasize that the gospel means good news. And also emphasize that there is a bad news to it. If you do not accept, it leads to destruction. The just God through his son. Came to save the world. Unfortunately, not everyone in the world thinks this is considered good. Only those who feel hopeless in the world, and they can value the gospel. These are some of the people we really want to focus on. Some people they are unaware that they are in danger, and so they will reject your help more likely. The gospel? The whole world, but not everyone uses news. Doesn't matter if it's family or friends or other people. We must do it out of a willing heart. We must tell them the good news as well as the bad news. That they are under God's judgment. That they can avoid all the destruction because Christ has already taken the punishment for them. And they can, when Christ, through his holy life, has fulfilled everything in the law because no one is able to fulfill this themselves. Through Christ's sacrifice, God's justice is pacified. Christ, through his holy life, the perfect holiness of God's requirement. Therefore, we can't salvation because all our sins have been taken away through Christ. How great is this good news? Anyone who just believes can freely receive this free gift. An invaluable gift. When we preach the gospel and not only share the good news, but also the bad news of eternal consequences, anyone who rejects there is no hope in this life or the next. Sometimes it is inevitable that when we preach the gospel, we will feel rejection from others, and they will look at us in a really negative sense. Having spot.
More bad. You're having basic.
I don't know. Kind of. Those who are grieved in spirit. And those who repent will see the gospel as good news. However, those who reject it will always see it as bad. Why do people hate the gospel and Jesus that much? Because they feel their pride has been rebuked. They have the devil's mindset. If you don't honor me, I will want to just kill you. Therefore, it is necessary to reject and not the world and the things that are in the world. What is the gospel? God's grace freely given. The gospel can never be earned. Only Christ is able to give it. So whatever you do, think or say. Confident in God that no one can take your reward. Paul, he gave his freedom because he counted winning souls to Christ as his greatest reward. Just like Paul, we must preach the gospel with confidence because it is freely given without cost. Like Paul, we can fully demonstrate that God's grace is freely available through examples in our lives. God, we pray through the Holy Spirit will give us knowledge on how to do your work to help bring the gospel to the people around us. Give us confidence in you that no matter the circumstances, that we can continue to be focused on your word and be focused on you. That all things work together for good for those who love God. Let me for you. Be victorious for your sake. Be a vessel of honor for you. There are people amongst us who are do not belong to you yet. Let them know that there's opportunity while yet alive. Pray that Father, you would cleanse us. And we would have eternal life with you, and that people around us would be able to receive the same gift. Pray this in your name and give all the glory and honor to you. In Christ's name, amen.